Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. All right. Hello, everyone. Get off your phone while we're talking on a podcast, Melissa.
I know. I'm finding the pictures, so I have my
rude.
Ideas.
She's Y'all, so I have rude. No professionalism. What's that called when we're recording a podcast? She's still on her phone.
No, I'm looking for the pictures.
All right.
She's trying to be prepared.
I'm prepared.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
This is Robbie.
I'm Melissa Jeffrion,
Callie Atwood,
and Danielle Perkins.
We are here in October. Actually, what we're doing right now, which is why we wanted to record this podcast,
yes,
is because we are planning our office Halloween party.
Yes.
So we're going to take it to the viewers.
Even though Halloween is on a Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord.
Here comes
and
Mother
just letting
time.
Everybody aware, like, if you don't know that Halloween's on a weekend, but I don't want them to be like, oh, my gosh, like, is it during the week?
But you were sad. You copped an attitude with Callie.
Yes.
I did.
Because we want to have
She's
a party
pregnant.
On
it's
Thursday.
It's fine. That's how our relationship goes.
We're going to have our party on Thursday. You can celebrate Halloween all week.
I mean, I'll bring candy to the party, but you don't need to eat any of it.
I'll bring the candy. I just don't want to dress up.
Then you don't get candy.
You have to dress up.
Why? You're going to dress
up. Kids that don't
Listen,
dress up don't get candy.
Hey, here's how we deal with Melissa. If you don't dress up, you can't come.
I grew up
you have
to be an adult,
day.
So I don't have to do those things anymore.
But we have fun.
I'm an adult, too.
And then you work
but
with a party.
Different.
You married a party, and you had a party child.
And you have a party child.
I'm like,
that's right.
All of these.
Come and on. A Spiderman. So
yes.
you can have that day off if you don't want to dress up, okay?
More candy for the preggers.
Wait, that's Riley's birthday. Is that the 28th?
Yes. Oh, darn.
No, he's at school.
29th. He's at school.
It's the 29th. Because if the 31st is on Saturday, then the 30th is Friday, then the 29th is Thursday.
Y'all, thank you, Mother Time.
I've got to start planning Chase's birthday, too.
Oh, right. Brian's 50th is on the 22nd. Okay, so we want to ask the listeners.
Yes.
So, Robbie Page, what do you think I should be for Halloween party, office party?
What should I, Melissa Jeffrion, be for our office party? I did Pinterest some ideas.
We already joked she should be a cactus.
I liked that idea. I could do that.
Wait, why'd you define it?
Because she's cute and a little prickly.
I mean, like, I am just a tad.
And then I said you should be a porcupine.
Because you're a lot
But that's not
you're
cute.
A lot prickly.
I'm not that prickly. People are going to get the impression that I'm like this awful person.
I'm not that prickly. Yes, you are. It's okay. Do you need something to drink?
That's not being prickly. That's being like aware.
Do you need some pills?
That's being in tune to the situation and trying to help you.
So anytime anyone is going through emotional turmoil.
It could just be a little stress.
I'm having a rough day. Melissa says, what can I get you? Can I get you a drink? Do you need some wine? Do you need some pills? Do you need some vitamins? Do you need me to rub oil under your nose? Like, what do you need?
Oh,
and I
God.
Said, were you heavily medicated as a child?
I mean, I was, but I think that that's just good customer service.
Customer service.
Well, what is it I do? I'm your assistant. Isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
It sounds like you're trying to make me into a drunk, druggy.
No, I'm just trying. your brain makes you money.
If it was up to you, when I get overwhelmed at 10 a.m., you would bring me a glass of wine.
Yes. I mean, why not?
Yes, you totally would.
But if that's what your brain makes you your money, so I need your brain functioning. It's not going to happen
on wine.
Well, chill you out.
Well, this is like, whatever helps. Here,
try all the things.
Do you want some mood pills? Do you need some vitamins? You always do that. That was funny, Callie. That was real funny.
You should be a big fat pill.
That's not cute.
You should be a pill box. No, she should be. She should be that person that you open your coat and it's got wine, pills,
that's
CBD,
not cute.
Gummies,
all the things.
Okay, Callie. What about you? You. Okay. What do you think?
Yes. What do y'all think I should be?
8 months pregnant.
Yes, 8 months pregnant for our Halloween office party.
There are lots of ideas on Pinterest.
I know.
You could Callie be a speed bump.
Callie thinks of things.
We need. Seen you it. Should be the Hulk.
If it's on Pinterest, what? They've seen it.
She's highly aggressive this week. I think it fits.
Oh, I was trying to picture the Hulk with the belly. Right.
No, she's like, this massive she green Hulk. Person that's angry. That kind of fits.
She's having a boy. It's okay.
I had two boys, and I don't believe I Listen, was this aggressive.
Callie was angry. You were a hypochondriac. My tummy's squishy. My head hurts. No,
I was
my
dramatic. I wasn't
my
a
hair hurts.
Let's
my
talk
toe
about
hurts.
Levi's first Halloween.
No, let's talk about you throwing up when Halloween? You were pregnant. Where's Brandon when we need him?
Is this like about Melissa? Hello, welcome to the Melissa. Liz, we're just going to talk all the things about Melissa today.
Wait, let's go to Danielle first.
Yes, what should I be for Halloween?
Tell them how tall you are, because that's an addition.
I'm 5'11".
You should be like in Sing the Giraffe, and they're like, hello.
Oh, there. You should be that GIF.
Which one?
The one you always put in the for
that
the Peloton.
Like, up like this.
And she
oh,
would...
the giraffe. Because I yes. walk into my Peloton bike. I can I always saw... tell when Danielle's on there because the seat comes up to my boobs. Because you're so long. I'm like, oh, Danielle's been here. The seat's at my boobs and the screen is above my head.
There is really cute giraffe. So do it yourself costume on Pinterest. Let me find
okay,
it
make
for
it.
You.
Be a giraffe. Okay,
I pinned that cow, that pumpkin cow.
I'm going to make it
I
for Noah's
it.
Are you guys pumpkin or no pumpkin?
We do pumpkins, but we don't carve them. We like no, decorate
like
them.
Spice, like pumpkin spice. Oh,
oh
my gosh.
Oh, I didn't get like, that at all.
Like,
did you?
You know, like flavor. Everybody loves the Starbucks stuff.
I love pumpkin.
I like pumpkin, but I'm yes. not overly excited about
That's
it.
Why
I think I need to order some
pumpkin.
Like,
for our potluck.
I'm not someone that I haven't. Gone to Starbucks to get a
same
PSL, but
what's
PSL.
That?
Pumpkin spice latte. Remember
PSL?
That cold brew pumpkin we found last
oh,
year?
Yes.
We need that.
Yes, that was so
that
good.
That was great.
What are the egg things y'all loved?
Egg bites.
That.
Sous vide.
Yeah.
Egg bites.
I just call them egg bites.
Yeah, sous vide egg bites.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need to put anything in your mouth. That's cute.
Well, the listeners can't see
it. It's that. A giraffe. Cute. Do you DIY? Look at her ears. You don't need to do the leaves in your
I
mouth.
I don't think I have that much. Like, my hair's not long
you
enough.
You could totally
we could
do
get
that.
A piece, a headpiece.
True.
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Because you can't see Danielle.
You don't think it's cute.
Hey, that would be a funny joke because I always send
see
you that
the
gif.
Hair with the...
That's
oh,
it.
That's cute. Wait, remember last year? Okay,
yes,
last
that's
year
why
for our
I
office party,
work.
Callie's the only one that showed up dressed up.
I know.
The only one.
I showed up. No.
The only reason you knew it was Halloween was because I came and told you I was going to be Kristen McGee, and then you panicked because you didn't know what to be, and then we painted your face.
That's right. And we dressed you up. You were Reagan.
Because yeah, I was Reagan Page.
Somehow y'all knew I was coming in my costume, though.
I was proud of myself because of all
picture.
People,
yes.
I was the one prepared
sent,
for Halloween.
No, I
true.
Sent us a picture and I said, I'm coming in my costume uh-huh. and no one else.
And Crickets. I already was dropping off the kids like out of my house.
And
There's
I think
no
that's
chance.
When I decided I was going to be Chris and Mickey.
Yeah. Hold on. Then you were Chris and Mickey.
Because you wore Robbie's clothes.
Yep, from Peloton.
And then we dressed you as an Argyle football player.
And Brandon was remember. Matt Wilpers, and uh-huh. you were the
you were Cheetah.
Cheetah.
But what did I wear? I remember doing my
cheetah sweatshirt or your cheetah coat.
That's right. Yes. That's right. That's
and
right.
And you made your hair look.
And we went
ears.
To go eat, remember, and everybody was staring at us.
Yes.
We're like, it's Halloween. What are we're y'all the looking only ones at?
Why aren't yeah. y'all dressed up for your office Halloween party?
Right, right. Okay, so we're going to do that, and then we're going to eat. So what recipes do you listeners have that you could share with the class of your fall favorites?
Yes.
That's good.
But we don't really do scary. So maybe no, we should no. say, don't send us eyeballs and bleeding
no.
tongues.
Oh, good God, no.
Or gross costumes.
Or gross costumes, yeah.
No, we don't do any of that.
We kind of don't do any of that, but...
Like a giraffe.
A giraffe. Or a cheetah.
Or a cactus. Or
cheetah.
A
cactus. I think of Simon every time I hear cheetah.
Cheetah.
Okay, so back to pumpkin spice.
Yes.
I think I like to eat it. I don't think I like to drink it.
Really?
All of the pumpkin.
Yeah, same.
So last night we were at Argyle Mom's dinner, and Stacy brought nothing but mini pumpkin spice thingies.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, those are good. The buntlets
oh,
or the buntinis.
Good, yes.
That would be good.
Buntinis.
I don't know if I love their cake or just all the icing they put.
Oh, no. The cake is moist and yummy and so all good. The things.
But the icing.
The icing is
the
great.
Icing is good.
I'm
but
not
the
an
cake,
icing girl.
It is good.
Mm-hmm. It I'm like, good. How do y'all get it like that?
Especially when you take a bite and it's got a little chip in it.
Yes.
Let's get a little crunchy with a little
It's
creamy.
So good.
It's so
you
good.
You just can't go wrong with those things.
No, mm-mm. I would agree.
Whoever decided that's a good okay. idea, they were right.
What's your favorite flavor?
The white raspberry
me
one.
Me too.
I that's love the red favorite. Velvet or the chocolate on chocolate.
That's me.
Yeah.
Either of those.
Or the lemon one.
But I don't like to
oh,
mix
Oh, the
fruit
lemon.
And
lemon is good.
Cake.
Or I do.
I don't usually, but that white chocolate raspberry.
It is very good.
But their
good.
Lemon one is really
their
good.
Their lemon
too.
One is.
Good. Yo, I think I need to shave my face.
Oh,
I just literally.
Look here.
No,
look here.
No, I just text Samantha and I said, I need your razors ASAP. My beard is out of control.
I don't see that.
Yes, look.
She pulled it out last night.
Oh, my God. Gosh,
I don't
what
see
is?
It,
that's called pregnant hormones.
Does anyone else?
I'm like,
I don't know.
I have the
I
goatee.
Never thought
about like,
it.
WTF, guys, what is this?
You said it's a
Do
picture.
I have facial hair?
WTF,
I never thought
guys.
That about.
Look, feel like this it. Right here. Just feel it.
I can see
I
it.
I can see it.
Yes! I'm not a furry person.
That's funny.
I sit next to you every day you're in the office, and I've never noticed it.
I've never had
I
either.
Do notice your nails, though, but not your facial
hair.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Whatever. Hey, look at my nails. I broke two
your
in Vegas.
My nails look great.
Color.
This one did come off yesterday, but whatever.
I need to order fall colors.
What brand of polish do you use, Callie?
Sally Hansen.
Maybe you should switch.
So excited to answer.
We've had this discussion how much she loves Sally
Hansen. I like
Sally
Hansen.
It doesn't like you.
Do you know? No. Do you know when I did this? None of these are chipped.
For your shower on
yes,
Saturday.
Last Saturday.
She did hers that's on Saturday true. Too.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, that's.
What
yeah.
do you use?
I did
this
my
olive in
June.
Her new little
Lord.
Thing she found.
Olive
no, they're really June. Fantastic.
And they have the
look
best
at them.
Colors.
They do look
I mean,
really
they
great.
Do look good. I'm out on Essie
and their top
and OPI.
Coat.
No,
this
agree.
Is Olive in June.
Olive in
I like,
June.
It's Essie. Become my new favorite.
It's on my toes,
chips
too.
Bad on me.
It does. It,
Essie
it,
didn't chip
yes.
bad on me, but I like this brand because when you do matte colors, like white or light colors, it's not
streaky.
It's a matte.
I have to order it?
Yeah. They have, well
you
if you go to Target, oh, I've got three spring shades and three and four fall shades.
You have blue?
I have navy blue.
Navy.
And yes, I do have blue.
No,
it's called
is,
BP.
This
I have
is
a shade
not,
like this.
That's not, we're not
I don't,
summer.
That's
nope.
kind of like a pink.
I have a shade
matter.
Like this because she's
guess
having
what?
A boy.
I'm a theme person.
Okay. That's approved. That's
yes,
approved.
I have
got it,
a
got
blue.
It. Yes, yes. I get it.
I have
okay,
navy.
Okay.
Look, I have navy blue and I have like
everyone,
blue.
Calm down. It's okay.
I'm really excited that you want to use my nail polish.
No, for real. I think I've had this on Saturday.
I know. This happened.
And this is a beautiful
blues.
Maroon.
These two happened yesterday. I was so annoyed.
I'll bring you
She was
blues.
All excited. Sally Hansen. You really should try that. I think it's really good.
I am. I will do that. I'll try that.
They have
that.
The coolest manicure boxes. They have. I want all the things.
Melissa's all excited.
I know. She's.
You're like Olive in June like I am about Lashify.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I love all the
I
tools.
Took my lashes off for probably 2 weeks. I don't know why. And then I realized really quickly how I can between my new makeup spray that is phenomenal and my eyelashes, it takes me 2.5 minutes to get ready.
I need to put my eyelashes on.
I need to buy eyelashes.
Let's do that tomorrow.
We're talking about this on Tuesday.
No, don't buy any. I have my Lashify. Let's put some on you.
That's what we were talking about.
We're talking about on Tuesday. I was on their website.
I couldn't remember all the difference.
She was trying to explain to me, and I was like, I don't know.
Fluffy.
Let's try some and see what you like, and then you can order some.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do it.
I love them. Mm-hmm. I love them. I'm telling you. I sleep in them.
I need to
And you have your 20% off discount code.
Yes.
On your Linktree.
On my Linktree or on my robbiepage.com.
Yes.
I have all my favorite things. And if you guys want Lashify, I got you a $20 off code.
It's totally worth it, y'all.
Friends don't let fans pay full retail.
You can't feel, and I am like,
this is not sponsored by Lashify.
No, it is not.
I'm super sensitive with my eyes, and I can't feel them when I put them on. Uh-huh. Like, you don't notice
them. We need to put your new set on.
I know.
Yeah.
Real bad.
They're fun. This one's, I did bold with this one.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I love it. It's just a little something different. If I can get my makeup on in less than 5 minutes, fully faced, I'm in.
Today I did my spray foundation without the hair covering, and you couldn't even tell.
Oh, good. Are you loving our new fake makeup spray?
Yes.
Yeah. I love it, too.
If I can get my makeup on in 20 minutes, that's a...
That's a long time.
That's a very long time.
That's a win for me.
20 minutes on my face is way too long.
Same.
That's a win. I'd rather have my podcast.
Worship Callie.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Jesus.
Joke. I would rather read the Bible. Y'all, have you ever seen on my Facebook when I put, what is your favorite book? And people say, The Bible.
The book of John.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Book of John.
That's fine.
I'm like, all right, whatever.
Okay, well.
We love all people.
Okay, so quick question before we end. Fall.
Yes.
Fall, this y'all. Is so random. And I know if I ate great, I would be a size 2. But that's okay. But I like fall shifts, and I think I am done with grilled chicken. I am done with grilled anything.
Salads.
I'm done with salads.
Yes.
I want chili, chicken
casseroles.
And dumplings. Goulash. Casseroles.
I don't know about the goulash
spaghetti
thing.
And meatballs.
Chicken spaghetti.
Chicken spaghetti. Are y'all that way?
Yes. Like, I'm always.
Is that
because
we live in Texas?
Like, you know, tomato bisque and grilled cheese.
What'd you say?
Tomato bisque and grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Cozy thing. You just want to be cozy. Comfort food.
I think that's what it is. And it's not like it's freezing here.
No. But it's all the
comfort. We get excited when it's 80 degrees.
I know. We're like, whoa, it's a cold front. Yeah. Get your long sleeves
out. If it's below 80, I am in long sleeves.
You know, I desperately got to shave my face.
If it's below 98, you're in
long sleeves. I know. 84, I'm like, ooh, looks like I'm wearing my sweatshirt again.
Lisa, if it's 95, you're in a long sleeve.
I know.
With a
well,
gonna
because
be 94.
I work in your house that's constantly at like 64.
That is true.
I don't think your house is at 64.
Hers.
I wouldn't sweat.
No one is going to judge your or
you're
go with your
8 months pregnant and always hot.
I'm like, I'm always sweating.
She was wrapped up in a blanket.
It's cold today.
On Tuesday, she was wrapped in a blanket.
It was so cold. Yes.
She froze us out.
Shirt, and I thought, oh, it's going to be 86 today. I don't need a jacket. And we get in there, and Callie's like, I'm sweating. And I was like, oh no.
I go,
I got that blanket.
I was like, is this what menopause is going to be like? I'm sweating right now.
That's funny.
So hot.
See, I'm always prepared. I have a jacket. I have a sweater. I'm good.
So happy. I do want to say I love your pants. Are those Spanx?
They are Spanx.
So cute. This is not sponsored by Spanx either, and I do not have a code.
We just like
for
a lot of things, y'all. Yes.
Hey, if we love it, we're going to talk about it.
Yes.
I got
those
these
are cute.
For like 50% off. It was like a flash sale, and I think it's the faux leather.
Did you share with the class?
No, I did share about my bra.
You were being an SS? You were an SS.
What does that mean?
A secret shopper?
A selfish shopper.
Oh.
That is totally me.
You were an SS.
Why?
I am.
Why don't you
want
to share with your friends?
That is
rude. I don't mean to, but it's like sometimes Robbie gets really excited about something and I've known about it for a while.
None of us are laughing.
It is so rude. That is rude of me. I am sorry.
Except for Danielle, because you're both SS's. I don't think that's
You know what happens is both of us are get on Instagram ads.
I hope you throw up pregnant tonight.
Oh no,
that's not gonna happen. I'm not Melissa.
Hey.
So those are cute and selfish shopper. So you got 50% off?
Yes.
So if you find that flash sale, you gonna let us know?
Yes, I totally will.
Okay, thanks.
She let us know about the bras after they were sold out everywhere for months.
That size.
Thanks. That was really nice of you, Danielle.
Sorry.
It's okay. So those are really cute.
Thanks.
Is that camo?
Uh-huh. It's their camo. I think faux leather. That's why it's kind of shiny in parts, but... I love them.
They're really, really, really cute. I love them.
Thanks.
All right. Let's go, girls.
All right.
Let's get busy.
Your voice just walked
in. My voice just walked in the door.
Real life, people. Real life. Oh. You're not going to say hi. That's fine. But anyways.
All right. Let's go. We got work
to do. All of the things that are on our fall list.
Yep.
Yes.
Although we were going to tell you, we're going to share about your new show.
What new show?
What?
The new show you're telling us about on Tuesday at lunch.
Oh, Emily in Paris?
Yes, it's what like is younger. That? It's like younger, and even the younger Instagram promoted it. And so yeah. I started
What's
following
it on?
Them.
Netflix. Emily in Paris.
It's fantastic.
Is it funny?
It is.
Is it tumultuous?
Yes, there's a love affair. You would
there's
love
sex?
It. Yes.
Okay, I like that.
Yes.
That sounds terrible. Wait, again, I don't watch porn. That's not what I mean.
And again, this
but
is
I
not
love a love affair.
So, it's very
I would rather
much
watch
like
a sex
younger.
Scene than a murder scene
there's
all day long.
Only, there's 10 episodes.
Yeah.
There's 10 episodes. And I started watching it this week. And I'm already on episode 7.
Why haven't you shared with the class?
I haven't seen you. You've been out of town. I shared with
you're a secret
no.
Shopper
I shared
and a
with
secret
no. I shared with Danielle, you Melissa, and I shared on my Insta story that I was watching.
I did
it.
Not see on your Insta.
Well, I shared
was in
it.
Vegas.
I know you're back now. Hi, I'm watching the show.
What is it called?
You could
Emily
text us.
In Paris.
Look, you could have texted us that in the text feed.
Okay. Well, I'm
Insta.
Sorry.
It looks really cute.
It's
it has
so cute.
Lily Collins
okay.
in it.
I'm going to have to watch it.
It's so
I
cute.
Love a veg show. I've had a very long
here's
day.
Here's the thing. It's a little bit like younger. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she was older. So this is more like millennial-ish type.
Is it too young for me?
No, I think
I think you're going to like it.
Like it has Diana people in it.
Okay.
I think
okay.
you're going to like it. It's
do
really
guys,
cute. Give it a chance.
It's from the creator of Sex and the City.
Okay.
It's cute.
Okay, I'll like it. Did you guys ever watch Lipstick Jungle?
No.
No.
I'm so sad that did not make it. It was about, it was like a modern day Charlie, well, no, not Charlie Angels.
You always bring up that show. So
I know,
I think
I'm
you loved
sad.
It
was all women who work. Like a couple of them are married, some are single. It was so cool. It was called Lipstick Jungle.
Well, I think this Kate Walsh, do you know who Kate Walsh is?
Maybe
from
I need to forgive
Grey's
the
Anatomy.
Producers for not having that show anymore.
Kate yeah. Walsh is in this Emily in Paris show.
I don't
red-haired
know who that
one?
Is.
Yes.
Oh, I like
from
her.
From Grey's Anatomy.
Don't yeah. know, never saw
but
that.
She's in it for like a blink. So
oh, she yeah. was in the preview.
You've already watched it too?
No.
I,
she doesn't.
You've looked at the thing.
I follow Younger on Instagram mm-hmm. and they said from the same creator of Younger, they promoted it. So I thought, that looks cute. So I started following this show on Insta. So
okay,
they
I'm gonna
keep
watch it.
Doing stuff about
it's
it.
It's really cute. Give it a chance. Like, okay. do watch, I would say, like, 3 episodes.
Okay.
It's cute. I like it a lot.
There's nights where all the boys are gone to football.
That's what I thought. It would be that
game
kind.
Or something.
Or when we have a downtime on a Friday, and you're always like, what show can we watch?
And
is it like a
great.
Glass of wine kind of show?
Yeah, it could
okay.
be.
I had a mojito last night.
Did you really?
Those are so
I'm so
yummy.
Proud of
skinny,
you.
Skinny. I said I want a skinny, and it was phenomenal.
I love mojitos.
Glorious.
Oh.
They yeah. have really good mojitos
What
there.
Alcohol
do they really?
It's rum, I think. Yes. Brandon and
rum
I
rum is in a mojito?
I think so. Mm. Let me look. No, it's
I
Mexican. That's not
so.
Mexican,
it's
is
really
it?
Good.
Let me
it
look.
Was really good.
What's Bacardi?
But that show, I could have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure people on the
yes.
other end who know what's in a mojito. Yeah. Classic rum mojito.
Good.
Oh, there you go.
All
right?
Fair. Fair.
A good mojito doesn't have like soup. The worst kind of mojitos are when they crunch the leaves too much. Mm.
And then you suck
and
it up.
And then you
yes,
suck them up.
Yes, I yep. would agree
yep.
with that.
I would agree.
And you're like, what the
yeah.
heck?
Yeah, main alcohol yeah. is rum. Yay, I'm so
oh,
proud
good
of myself.
Job.
Because I thought, I bet people are laughing at me right now.
What y'all's alcohol during the alcohol?
again, y'all. I promise. Like, we're very normal.
What's y'all's beverage in the fall?
I still, like, I bought ginger beer the other day because I really like my mules.
Yeah, she offered me one today.
I did.
Could I get you a drink?
Were you stressed out at 9:30
this morning? It was, what was happening this morning? I said, I have ginger beer in the refrigerator.
Oh, see? We were having a chat and she said, do you need ginger beer?
See, Melissa, you're supposed to take care of the office.
I am. I'm looking out for my friends. If they need an alcoholic beverage, I'm not to judge. I'll just offer you one.
At 9:30?
Well, YOLO.
YOLO is,
I mean,
the
it's
office.
Not our standard office practice or anything, YOLO. But if you need one because you had a hard morning, I'm just going to help a sister funny. Out.
So what is y'all's favorite fall beverage?
I really, really love it.
You're pregnant, so.
Oh, I was going to say apple cider.
Oh, I was going to say, is it that like that kind of
no,
beverage?
No, like when you're not pregnant, your alcohol beverage.
Oh.
She likes cocktails.
I love any
you're
kind
a cocktail
of cocktail.
Girl.
Mm-hmm. Any kind totally of cocktail girl.
Yeah, I'm not a cocktail girl. I'd like a heavy cab.
That does sound really good.
In the fall.
Yes.
I also like margaritas all the time.
You do like margaritas.
All the time, but like any time of year.
Gosh, y'all.
Like every day around lunch. You do. I notice when we go out and eat, you always get a margarita.
Yes.
That's funny. Yeah. What about you? Oh, you said.
I like mules and mojitos.
Mm-hmm. You did say that.
I like wine. It's just. I'm not like don't I talk could about down. It. No, you love wine. Like you could drink 3 glasses in a row and be super excited about life. But 1 glass is great for me.
Yeah, and you don't even finish it.
I mean, sometimes I do.
That's okay. I finish it for you.
I like to be a social drinker. I don't like my friends to drink alone. I'm being polite.
Oh my goodness gracious. All right. Well, y'all let us know what you think we should be for Halloween.
Yeah.
We got to know these things.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all like my shirt, by the way?
It's I love very it.
Cute. Riley gave it to me for my birthday.
Aw, right.
So one of my favorite instructors on Peloton is Cody Rigsby. He's a party and he's so much fun.
He's fantastic.
And this is his XOXO Cody. Because he would do, on his rides, he does all love songs and then gives love wisdom, which is hilarious, oh, if I can be honest with you. It's quite
oh, buddy.
Funny.
So funny.
He's single and hilarious. So, anyway.
All
right.
Shirt.
Let's go. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Yes.
Thanks for
There's
joining
fun.
Us. We'll
Very
see
fun.
You guys next week.
Yeah.
For podcast week.
Yes.
Signing off, Robbie Page.
Melissa Jeffreon.
Callie Atwood.
And Danielle Perkins.
See y'all soon.
Bye.
I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.